Nobody does it, Bennett. Yes, I've gone and said it. Movies and games, some things that are lame. Nobody does it, Bennett.
Good evening and welcome. There are some superb movies ahead on Movie Review Universe. Next time, we'll join Daniel Radcliffe as he hangs out in the girls' bathroom in the 2002 movie Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Right now, though, it's time for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie. Hello, 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 and welcome to Nobody Does It Bennett, Movie Review Universe. Otherwise known as the MRU. I am your host, The Greg Bennett Experience, and tonight I'm joined by Jeff. Jeff, as we go through the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie from 1995.
Yeah.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
That's a different series.
That's actually a series called Go, Go, Power Rangers?
There is a comics, yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go. Jeff, how are we tonight?
Yeah, good.
Are you ready to save Angel Grove?
I don't know. What's Angel Grove done for me lately?
Imagine they have a superhero who's like, what have you done for me lately, though?
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. You know? What we'll be doing tonight's show is run through the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. We'll give you a brief introduction into our Power Ranger experiences before going through the film. We will then give you our thoughts and opinions along the way, as well as act out certain scenes with our own unique voices. At the end, we'll give you our ratings for the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. Where will it land on the MRU charts? Will it join Jurassic Park in our first equal movie Goodfellas at the top of the table?
Could you imagine that?
Find out at the end of our show, yeah. Goodfellas, Jurassic Park, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
That would surprise a lot of people.
It would, including myself.
Yeah.
Jeff, what are your experiences with the Power Rangers in general and this movie?
So I grew up with the Power Rangers series. From what you've told me, I actually experienced Tommy becoming the White Ranger, whereas you didn't.
No, I never saw that part.
I remember that part, but the changes to the other characters, I don't remember that for some reason. And I cannot tell you if Jason was around when Tommy went white. I'm pretty certain he was, though. Yeah, so I grew up with Power Rangers. Just because of that, I quite liked the movie because I didn't go in expecting like something really, really fantastic because I knew what the Power Rangers were. But I was still quite disappointed in some aspects of it, which we'll get into. But overall, yeah, I've really enjoyed the Power Rangers universe, not just the Mighty Morphin, but the ones that follow as well. There are some that I don't like. Zeo is one of them. I really don't like the outfits. The masks look really weird. They kind of remind you of the, I think they're called the Dark Rangers that Zed uses. I think they're called the Dark Rangers. Their outfits really just looked like the Zeo outfit. So it was just terrible.
And do you have a favorite show other than Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Yes. So for a very, very long time, the first favorite was always Mighty Morphin. But then a series came out called Space Patrol Delta. I really enjoyed that series. It's also got my all-time favorite Power Ranger in it, the Shadow Ranger. But for nostalgia, Mighty Morphin's definitely my second favorite and always will be, I'm pretty certain.
Who's your favorite Mighty Morphin Power Ranger?
Tommy is my favorite Power Ranger. He's very, very closely followed by Billy Cranston. To me, the fact that he wasn't really a martial artist person towards the start of it, you know, like he had to sort of come into it, it resonated with me more. I mean, everyone else was really skilled fighter. And while he could fight, he wasn't as skilled as them. Sort of made me go, well, maybe if something like this existed, maybe that could be a potential for me. Because I can't fight. You know, I'm not good in certain situations, but neither was he originally. And yet you see him evolve over the period of the show, and he's such an essential part of the team. And when I first saw him, I didn't really connect with him straight away because I felt like he was too much of an outsider. But it made me realize that just because you seem like the outsider in a group doesn't mean that you're not worth something to that group. I think that really helped me throughout my teen years to understand the situations I was going through, was that just because I'm not as smart as the people around me doesn't mean I can't contribute to that group in a way that perhaps they couldn't. Tommy was my all-time favourite because, I don't know, he was just such an interesting character. But I think on another level, I connected more with Billy.
Mentioning Tommy as well, rest in peace, Jason David Frank, who, of course, is the Green Ranger and the White Ranger through the Mighty Morphin series, and shows up in quite a few of the other shows as well.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed that I couldn't go and meet Jason David Frank before he passed, or any of the other Rangers. I'd really love to do that. And eventually I'd like to get my hands on like a Ranger helmet and a morpher. That would be awesome. But because of, you know, how popular they are, it's so expensive to get that set up now.
Incredibly hard to get in New Zealand as well.
Yeah.
Well, Jason David Frank as well, he's one of those guys that never stopped being the Green Ranger. And even when a lot of the other cast members who never went to conventions for a while, almost embarrassed by the Power Rangers kind of nostalgia or just the characters in general, he was always the Green Ranger. He would always see fans. He'd always say, I loved being the Green Ranger. Even when he was in MMA and UFC, he still was the Green Ranger to people.
Yeah.
When he was fighting, he said, I was living a win-win situation because if you won, you're the Green Ranger and everyone loves you. Like, yeah, Green Ranger. You lose in UFC, people go, how dare you? You just beat up the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
He would stand for hours waiting for people for autographs. Like he said, I'd be there for hours. I don't care how long it took. I was going to make sure I got everyone's signature and autographs and photos because that's the reason I have a job. So the outcome of the situation, what happened, we don't know what happened. Everyone's saying he was a hell of a guy, a very good martial artist, and forever the Green Ranger and White Ranger.
It's amazing, like watching when you go through the series, watching the others fight. And you're like, oh, they're so good. And then you see Tommy, you're like, what? This looks like actual fighting. This doesn't look like it's really choreographed. This looks like actual fighting. And then you kind of see the massive difference. The only thing I didn't ever like was how, I mean, over time, he just became like another ranger on the team. Whereas when he started out, he...
Unstoppable.
Oh, he was a tank.
Yeah, that 7 or 8 episode arc where the Green Ranger was against the Power Rangers, he was destroying them. And there's a comic later on, I think you started reading recently, where Tommy, there's a version of Tommy that's evil.
Yes.
That he's taken over the universe.
Yes, yeah.
And that's how powerful he is.
Exactly. I'm pretty certain that version of him even kills Rita.
What's his name, the evil version?
Lord Draken.
Lord Draken. Okay. And he's like kind of the white and the green, isn't he?
Yeah, they mix his outfit, so he's part white, part green.
Red Ranger was always my favourite. Jason, the original one, because like you said, it was hard for us over in New Zealand to understand the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, because in New Zealand, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers got banned after the first season. So Jason was still there, Zach was still there, Kimberly. And so when Aisha and Adam and Rocky were there, like, and then the White Ranger was like, oh, he must have been the white just for the movie. Yeah. And I was like, why are these people here? Where's Jason and everything? I was confused as hell. I still loved it because I loved the Power Rangers. When I was a kid, I adored Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Was so excited to get home from school and watch it every afternoon. See, I took it seriously. Like Batman 66 Batman. Yeah. I used to think it was serious when I was a kid. I didn't see the campy side.
Oh, really?
I just loved the fact that it was Batman. Same in Power Rangers. I never really saw the campy side. I believed in them. And like you were saying before, like they gave you a reason to maybe think you could be a Power Ranger. Take away all the cheese and take away all the like comical moments and goofy moments in Power Rangers. That's one really good thing about Power Rangers. They made you feel that anyone could be one. You didn't have to be a certain way, a certain type.
That's right.
As long as you were fighting the forces of evil and being good and just had a true heart, then you could be a Power Ranger.
Exactly.
I was in the prime viewing age in 1994 for this to hook me in because I was like 9 years old when this came out. Perfect age. Over the years, my excitement for the series has decreased. I only got into the Mighty Morphin and not the other Power Rangers shows.
Unlike me.
Yeah.
I bleed it.
Which nothing against it. I've moved on to Batman. Like I've become a massive Batman fan. I was a bigger Power Rangers fan than Batman, but then Batman took over.
Interesting, didn't know that.
That's how much Power Rangers gripped me. I loved Power Rangers. When the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie came out, though, I couldn't be more excited. Has my views changed on this movie over time? Let's find out at the end of this podcast.
Spoiler alert!
The show, The Soprano. Oh, this is a bit of my Goodfellas podcast stuff. Someone here, the show, The Soprano. So many faces show up in The Sopranos. Yeah, sorry, that's from the Goodfellas podcast. I've got some notes mixed up in here from Goodfellas.
Oh, weird.
So no one from Soprano shows up Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, all right?
Okay.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
If you like what you hear or have any suggestions or thoughts for us, who knows, it might be about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. Well, you can contact us by going to the Nobody Does It Bennett Facebook page or by hitting us up on the Twitter at NobodyDIBennett. You can also email us at NobodyDoesItBennett@outlook.com or by going to our website, NobodyDoesItBennett.buzzsprout.com. Nobody Does It Bennett is available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and other podcast outlets. Nobody Does It Bennett is also available on YouTube, so don't forget to like and subscribe.
I shall do that.
Right, Jeff. It's morphin' time!
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie from 1995.
Nobody Does It Bennett. Maha!
Movie begins with a Star Wars opening crawl.
Yeah.
Centuries ago, a legendary interdimensional being known as Zordon came to the city of Angel Grove to establish a command center for his never-ending struggle against evil. With the aid of his trusted assistant, Alpha 5, the noble master sought out six extraordinary teenagers and gave them the power to transform into a superhuman fighting force. In time of great need, the young heroes could use their powers to call upon colossal assault vehicles. Never heard it called that before.
Yeah.
Colossal assault vehicles, known as Zords. The identity of the six remained a guarded secret. Today, that tradition continues. Not really, they're all wearing the same colours as their Rangers. Every day, all the time, like, no matter where they are, they're always wearing their Ranger colours. That's part of the charm.
Not just this series, but all series.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers logo appears, the sound of lightning on the screen. Then another bolt of lightning reveals the movie.
Yeah.
This is amazing. All I put was my name in. Thrill House.
Yeah.
A little Simpsons reference for you there. Cut to a beautiful blue sky. A plane is in the air. There are teens with attitude inside the plane. Woohoo! Come on, we're out of here.
Oh, poor Rocky.
I could have gone Rocky like Rocky Balboa. Whoa, come on, we're out of here.
I thought he sounded more like Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Whoa, come on, we're out of here.
Easy, Rocky.
Like Kimberly. All right.
Make her sound like she's not having an orgasm. Yeah. All right, guys, we're 15 seconds from the drop zone.
Billy, Adam, and Aisha cheer along.
Woo, woo, woo.
The camera then pans to Bulk and Skull.
All right, Pinhead. The stealth eagle's about to fly.
He sounds cooler than Bulk actually sounds.
Ditto for the swooping swallow.
Well, lead on, flyboys.
Bulk and Skull open up the slide door and look out onto the open sky.
That's a lot of air.
After you, Skull.
What are you, crazy? This was your idea.
Hey, guys, you might want to slip those on. What are you talking about, Kimberly? Oh, you mean Kimberly points the parachute. Yeah.
She sounds so dodgy when she's like, hey guys, you might want to slip those on.
Kimberly points to the parachutes that Bulk and Skull have not put on yet. Whoops. Bulk and Skull both say, good idea. Higher ground from Red Hot Chili Peppers starts to play. Keep on something. I don't know the other words, right?
Yeah, that was obvious.
All right, guys, we're 3 seconds away from the target zone. Aisha, you're on.
Aisha jumps out of the plane.
Dial it.
Then Adam jumps out. On your tail.
DuckTales?
Woo!
Next is Billy.
All systems go.
Rocky jumps next. Bonza! Woohoo! Kimberly turns to Tommy. Show him your stuff.
You got it. Surf's up.
It's actually quite a cool scene where they're all starting to come out and skydive. I actually quite like it. Especially Tommy's got like the board on as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy jumps out with a board strapped to his feet. Kimberly turns back to Bulk and Skull. Catch you on the flip side.
There we go. She sounded a little less like she was having some fun.
Kimberly backflips out of the plane. The skydiving shots are pretty sweet. The team come together in a circle in the air after doing some flips, then break apart to prepare for landing. They start pulling their parachutes.
With the arrival of Ryan's Comet 2 days away, the Angel Grove Jump-a-thon will breathe new life into the old observatory. Tickets to see the comet are available over at the fire department booth. And now, folks, raise your eyes to the skies, because here comes the team from Angel Grove High.
All right, Dave, pay close attention. This is how the pros do it.
The team come and landing on a giant target, all hitting the bullseye. Tommy's sliding is pretty cool. Fred goes up to Tommy.
Looking good up there.
Thanks, man. Maybe next time you can join us.
Really? Could I?
No, not really. We don't have any room for any loser arrangement. What? What the hell?
I've added some lines in.
That was weird. That was rough. Especially because they're not supposed to know their ranges.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that, Fred. In about 10 to 12 years, all right?
Yeah, good old dad.
Congratulations, Tommy. The observatory just got a new lease on life.
Yeah, thanks, man.
He sounds so disinterested, like, yeah, thanks, man.
Well, it's because I was so shocked by the loser rangers.
Awesome. Ryan's comet is passing over in 2 days.
Man, they mention that comment a lot, don't they?
They want to make it sure you don't just think at the end that it comes out of nowhere, like the Emperor coming back in episode 9 of Star Wars.
Yeah.
The rest of the team come over and celebrate with Tommy, Fred, and Dad.
Hey, has anyone seen Bulk and Skull? Ernie's serving a free dessert with lunch. They probably landed on the roof.
Fat jokes, Aisha? Seriously?
Yeah, well.
Bulk and Skull eventually jump out of the plane. The shot transitions from Bulk and Skull to the most 90s thing possible, rollerblading as a group through the streets.
Yeah. You gotta know this is a 90s movie.
Yep. Come on and take a free ride. I love how the Rangers are always matching their colours to their hero outfits. There you go, I mentioned it again.
Yay.
Tommy does a jumping foot grab.
Airtime!
Kimberly follows suit.
Up, up and away
in my beautiful balloon.
Then the rest follow without any cool air catchphrases. The team takes a shortcut through a construction site. Bulk and Skull come parachuting into the same site.
Hey, this doesn't look like the target landing zone. Where's the free food?
You idiot. Your screaming threw off the Stealth Eagle's sense of direction.
Stealth Eagle, huh? Lame duck is more like it.
Oh, he's one of the hype guy behind him. Ho!
Huzzle!
A construction guy asks Bulk and Skull what they're doing. Bulk says they're from the building inspection office. They tell the guy that the building is being built in the wrong area.
Yeah, that's hilarious watching Skull go, yeah, it's meant to be over there.
And he's wearing the propeller hat.
Yeah.
And I think it was like Skull's got like a rainbow mohawk.
Yeah.
Looked pretty cool, actually. I quite liked it. One of the construction workers yells out that they've come across something. It looks like a big sewer manhole in the ground. Maybe this is a Power Ranger TMNT crossover? It's happened before in the comics.
And in the TV show.
Oh, yeah, and that live action one with Mona Lisa as a turtle.
Yeah.
That was terrible in the 90s.
It was Power Rangers in Space.
And they met Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
Because it's funny because Billy reminds me as a Donatello. Yeah, Donatello's got the martial arts skills as well, rather than Billy did at the start. But they're both the gadget guys, which I like about them too. So yeah, I know you're a Donatello fan when it came to Ninja Turtles, so being a Billy fan too, does make sense.
Yeah.
The construction crew get a crane to lift up the manhole cover. Good idea, guys. You don't know what it is? Let's open it up anyway.
Wow, that's usually how things go.
A whole lot of steam comes out of the manhole and a giant alien-looking egg rises up. That's inside a metallic hand. Wouldn't that be great just to have in your living room?
Yeah.
Just a giant hand and a metallic egg.
Not at all creepy.
What's that? Just an egg being held by a giant hand.
Yeah.
One of the construction guys tries to touch the egg, but gets zapped by purple lightning, which comes from the egg. Cut back to the team still rollerblading around. The team gets alerted on their ranger watches. Beep, 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 beep. I love the communicator tunes. It used to be my phone text tone. Tommy says to go to a secret spot so they can talk in their watches.
What's up, Alpha?
Rangers! Sora needs your help at the command center. It's urgent.
We're on our way.
The Rangers teleport away with their colors streaming through the sky. Do you think people in Angel Grove see the streams of light in the sky?
I want to say yes. And they're just like, huh, must have been raining somewhere.
We get this red phenomenon in Angel Grove where like there's these like rainbow stripes across the sky like every day.
It's like the Aurora Borealis. Nobody knows how it happens, but everyone likes it.
No one else seems to get it though. It's weird.
Yeah.
Cut to the command center.
Ay, 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 ay. The subtronic interfaces are short-circuiting.
When I actually put subtronic interfaces into Word, I was like, yeah, these aren't real words.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I have to find a way to alternate the frequency modulators.
The team arrive at the command center.
Alpha, what's going on?
A massive surge of evil energy is overloading our senses. Ay, 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 ay.
This is so funny. Ay, 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 every time.
Rangers, you must act swiftly. The planet is in grave danger.
Why does your Zordon sound like Mr. Ed?
Because he's got an echo. Because he's got an echo, he sounds a little horsey.
Yeah, sounds a little horsey.
Danger from what? 6,000 years ago, a morphological being known as Ivan Ooze ruled the world with a reign of unparalleled terror. He was on the verge of completing construction of his ultimate weapons, the Ectomorphicon Titans, the twin machines capable of enslaving the entire universe. Sorry, a message popped up from work and I saw it just come up. That distracted me. You're next, aren't you?
What? Oh, right. Oh, I suppose you want me to say this to you. So I wonder if this is in the movie. More powerful than Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, and the Incredible Hulk put together?
I'm afraid so, Tommy. Wait. Did you say Batman? No, not Batman.
I quit. I'm out.
What happened to him? A group of warriors like yourself lured him into a hyperlock chamber and buried him deep underground. But now the chamber has been accidentally uncovered. You must return it to the depths before it is opened and Ivan is released.
Aye, aye, aye. His ectomorphicons were buried near the chamber. If Ivan escapes, he's sure to find them.
Okay, why would you bury parts of Ivan's ultimate weapon right next to Ivan?
Plot movie?
I like that. Movie's the only excuse for that one. Use extreme caution, Rangers.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Ed.
You're dealing with an evil that is beyond all imagination. Beyond all imagination, so you can't imagine how evil this is.
Yeah.
Can't imagine it. Cut to the construction site at night. Man, they really get a lot out of this construction site, you know? This one set piece is there for half the movie.
Yeah, or probably more than half.
Cut to the construction site at night. Two security guards are guarding the egg. When suddenly, Rita Repulsa, Lord Zedd, Goldar, and that pig-looking dude appear at the construction site.
Why do I care about some stupid egg?
This is no ordinary egg.
Well, I say we hardboil the thing.
I'm with her. I'm hungry.
That's because you're a pig.
I like Goldar. He's just so goofy. You can tell my voice is going to get tickled so easily by Goldar.
Yeah.
One of the security guards is watching Rita and the crew talk and alert the other guard who's sleeping.
No need to wake him. In fact, why don't you take a little nap yourself?
Zedd zaps the guard. Zedd actually looks really cool. He's from season 2 as well, and he's never in the first season. So when he showed up, I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that. I just choose not to.
After 2,000 years of searching, you're finally within my grasp. And now, let's crack this egg.
Let's rock this joint.
Zedd zaps the egg with his cool Z stuff. The hand on the egg opens up and the egg hatches with these really clean straight cuts like it's like sliced perfectly. There's no, it's just been made, you know. It's terrible. How did I describe it? Poorly. I just described that poorly. There is a pool of glowing ooze inside. Rita puts her finger in the ooze, as you do. Is it ooze? Put your finger in there. See what it is.
What? You spent 2,000 years looking for a tub of snot?
Patience, Motormouth. Watch.
The pool of ooze transforms into some really bad 90s CGI before transforming some more into a purple alien guy. The purple alien guy has a good old stretch and cracks his neck.
Ah, after 2,000 years, I've such a crick in the neck.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ooze is back. He's so handsome.
Why, thank you.
I am Lord Zedd, sworn enemy of all that is good and decent. It is a supreme honor to finally meet you.
How can I ever repay you?
Do you recall the name Zordon of Altar?
Ivan yells and fires purple lightning from his fingers into the air.
Zip, zip, zip.
I think he's heard of him. I want you to destroy Zordon so that my evil may once again reign supreme.
I will not only destroy him,
I will obliterate his entire legacy.
It will be as if Zordon of Altar never existed. Finally, a real man.
We shall leave you to your evil ways.
Rita, Zedd, and the crew teleport away. Ivan starts sniffing around.
What is that odious stench? Smells like...
teenagers.
Yeah, that was gonna happen. Woo! Jesus, man.
That was nasty on the throat.
Yep, but you won't be doing that again.
Oh, that was tough on the voice.
Woo!
The light streams of the rangers arrive at the construction site. Anybody see anything?
Let's take a look up there.
He points. He goes, let's look up there. I was like, he's pointing off screen like Blue's Clues.
Let's go find a clue. Let's take a look up there.
The team find the egg and see it has already hatched. Tommy gets grabbed on the shoulder from behind. It's one of the security guys. He's rubbing the back of his head. Nice fake out for the audience because they won't obviously know that the security guys got knocked out, but we do.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, oh, that guy's legit because he's got a sore head. You haven't seen a morphological being lurking around here.
A morphological being?
Yeah.
What the heck is that? Wait, did it look something like this?
The guard transforms into Ivan Ooze. Ew, gross. Too kind, allow me to introduce myself. I'm the galactically feared, globally reviled, universally despised. They call me Ivan Ooze. Well, pack your bags, because we're sending you right back where you came from. Rocky's got no character development, so his voice has another. Gee, a teenager with a big mouth. Not much has changed in 6,000 years. You obviously don't know who you're dealing with. Mr. Raisinhead. Raisinhead? His head looks nothing like a raisin. I'm saying. Really?
Yeah, we're the Power Rangers.
Ooh, where's my autograph book? Ha! Power Rangers, huh. So Zordon's still using a bunch of kids to do his dirty work. Ivan's not wrong. I think Zordon picks teenagers because they're less likely to mind doing their work for very little benefits. An adult would be more likely to question Zordon, rather than a teenager just goes with the flow. I think it's actually part of it. Like, if you go for an adult, they're probably going to bring too much baggage. Yeah. Teenager just like, oh, going to pay us $5 an hour? We'll do that. No problems.
You're not going to pay us at all? Sure.
Well, meet my kids. Ivan Badgley CGI Zap transforms some oozy henchmen. From this moment forth, the world as you know it shall cease to exist. Welcome to my nightmare.
Yay, kid. You ever dance with the devil by the pale moonlight?
Ivan killed their parents.
Yeah, exactly.
It was true. Well, he tried to. He tried to kill all their parents, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Ivan teleports away, leaving his oozy henchmen to deal with the rangers. What are we going to do? The team look behind them.
Looks like there's plenty of room down there. Go, guys!
Tommy starts to fight while the others head down the site. Tommy rejoins the team at the lower part.
Take those beasts.
Tommy grabs a shovel.
Welcome to my nightmare.
I like how he pulls that back from what Ivan said before. It's like, now you're dealing with Tommy.
Yeah.
You're going to get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
Tommy does some sweet shovel moves. There's a song that comes on that keeps saying, action boy now, action girl now.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, hey boy, hey girl.
Here we go! Yep. Chemical Brothers.
Yep.
Adam kicks the bucket and does some cool flips and sweeps.
Yeah.
Aisha does some wrist lock flip smashes. Billy flips and kicks. Kimberly gets overwhelmed, so runs away. Rocky does some kicks and flips. When Billy punches one of the Uzi henchmen, he gets an Uzi fist.
No. Come on, Billy. You're better than this. You ooze, you lose.
Kimberly does a cool backflip into a front gut kick. Billy and Kimberly unnecessarily backflip when they could just run. The team get all knocked back.
They've got us cornered. We can't hold them off. There's too many of them. Let's do it, guys.
You know what time it is, Jeff. They do the morphing out of order from the series here, so I'm going to change it to be like the TV series.
It's morphin' time.
Mastodon. Pterodactyl.
Triceratops. Saber-toothed tiger.
Tyrannosaurus.
White tiger.
Go, go, Power Rangers. Go, go, Power Rangers. You Motty Morphin Power Rangers. The Ranger suits are way more bulky in the movie and are really plastic shiny.
Yeah.
They look very, very plasticky. Like they're almost like toys walking around. They also have less diamond patterns on them and have their coin emblems on the chest, which the toys also used to have, but they didn't on the TV show. As we got our Power Ranger statue figures here, they haven't got them on there. They got more diamond patterns. There's no diamond patterns on the under the arms in the movie, but there is in the TV series. Yeah, I don't think I mentioned it at the start of the movie too, though. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie is not classified as canon anymore because this movie
bombed.
It didn't bomb. I think it did well for money wise because it was Power Rangers, but it critically got panned. They didn't want it associated with the TV series, so this is actually not canon to the TV series and comics. It's just a standalone film. After the Power Rangers finish morphing, they realize the Uzi henchmen have disappeared. which is actually pretty hilarious, because like in Dragon Ball Z and stuff, when they're powering up or when they're morphing and this, you're like, why do people just stand around waiting for them to actually morph?
Yeah.
Why don't they run away? And they do in this, which is, yeah, bravo. The Power Rangers go looking for them after they see one running into a misty fog.
Careful, it could be a trap.
Cut to Zordon and Alpha back at the command center. Zordon's senses tell him that the Rangers were too late. Ivan is on his way there. Alpha 5 says, not to worry. No one can enter the command center without a power coin. Alpha then sees the door has ooze seeping through it.
Aye. Well, almost nobody. Does it Bennett?
I make you do that.
I sold my soul to the devil.
And I'm smiling. Ivan reformed inside the command center. Alpha 5 tries a karate chop on Ivan. Ivan laughs and sends Alpha 5 into a constant spin.
It's so stupid. Literally doesn't do that much to him, and yet for the whole time that he's destroying the base, Alpha's just spinning and spinning and spinning, apparently.
You spin me right round, Alpha, right round, like an Alpha, right round, round, round.
And now we all run away.
Sorry, I was also using that to fill up my glass of drink. But now everyone knows. Secret's out. Now it's time to pay the piper. Ivan plays a flute, then starts using his purple lightning to blow up the command center.
Avada Kedavra!
Pretty much is that, yeah. He's pretty much going full wizard here. Ivan laughs as Zordon gets weaker. Yeah, like you say, he looks like he's more aroused. Cut to what looks to be an underground parking building. But it's a construction site, but it looks like an underground parking building. The Power Rangers are looking for the henchmen.
This place gives me the creeps. I heard that. I've got a bad feeling about this place.
Anybody see anything?
We need some light.
Sorry, I'm laughing at the next part.
Activating power beam.
Yellow Ranger uses some high beams that she has in her helmet so they can see.
Oh dear.
The henchmen keep to the shadows and watch the Rangers.
They've got to be around here somewhere.
Activating power scope. It then flashes to Red Ranger with a weird new visor on his helmet. It's strange, it's like, pop, there it is.
Yeah.
It's not like any cool transforming function or anything. It's just like, here it is. And then later on when we re-edit it, here it's gone.
Yeah. Talk to me, Rocky. What have we got?
The readings are all over the place. I don't know what these purple creeps are made of. I can't lock them down.
All right, stay alert.
Red Ranger gets a lock on one of the henchmen.
Let's power up.
What I mean by power up is like they're wearing the suits already. What more do they have to do? Do they have to like press a button?
He probably means power up for the Red and Yellow Ranger who've got the weird gizmos on their heads at the moment.
Get back to normal, guys.
Yeah.
The henchmen then ambush the Rangers, but the Rangers fight back. You guys make me sick. When she's kicking him. Highlights of this fight include White Ranger doing multiple twists into a kick, then doing a spinning jump onto the next level of the construction building, and then kicking a henchman so hard it goes flying into a pillar and turning to ooze on impact. Yellow Ranger Catwoman flips, and then kicking a henchman through a crane leg.
It's gonna be a bumpy ride! It's gonna be one messy night.
Red Ranger and Black Ranger doing some sweet tag moves, and also a goofy double head kick, which makes the henchman's eyes bulge out. And Blue Ranger using a Batman grappling hook. I'm going up slowly! Here I am!
Yeah, giving you time to react, but you're still not doing it. Excellent!
Pink Ranger has a whip for some reason as well. A cool whip.
Those weapons only turn up in this movie.
Again, you're not canon, guys. Not canon.
Yeah, thank goodness.
White Ranger even does a Liu Kang style bicycle kick combo. Blue Ranger does all these spins and flips just to go over and ask Aisha if she's okay. He's like, you okay?
Need some help there, lady?
The Rangers all do flips in the air and back up together.
I want you guys to meet Saba.
White Ranger uses Saba to cut down a container that squishes the oozy henchman.
Now, let's go find Ivan.
Suddenly, the Rangers lose power. Their suits and weapons go offline.
Hey, what's happening?
We're losing power.
What's going on?
Alpha, come in. Something's wrong. We better get back. Let's go, guys.
Go back to the command center.
Doo-doo-doo.
Cut to the team getting back to the command center, or what's left of it. The place is in ruins.
Oh, no. Ooze. Let's get it open. Look at this place. What happened here?
Oh, no.
The team run over to Zordon's shattered tube. Inside, Zordon is lying in a broken crystal and a wee sack. He looks like a glowworm from the 80s cartoon.
Sure. Definitely not like some sort of dog poop.
Dried up dog poop?
Yeah.
Zordon!
What's happening to him? Outside of his time warp, he's dying. He needs power.
Zordon can't be put back in his tube as the Power Rangers have been destroyed. Everything is gone. Power Rangers have been destroyed too. Zordon can't be put back in his tube as the power has been destroyed. Everything is gone. The Zords, the weapons, all of it.
The Power Rangers are no more.
No, Uncle Ben. I'm just Peter Parker. I'm Spider-Man. No more.
Ivan Ooze has won.
Zordon, you can't leave us. Ever since you came into our lives, you've been like a father to us all. What about your actual father, Kimberly?
Well, he's never mentioned, so yeah.
He's an alcoholic, all right? Don't bring it up. He's a drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Rangers!
Alpha, are you okay?
Aye, aye, aye. I'll be fine. There may be a power that can save Zordon.
Oh, well, that's mighty convenient. What power?
I can't do it unless I do that other thing. Don't keep adding in the IIIs either, like you did with the other ones. That was annoying.
Aye, aye, aye. It is on the distant planet of Phaedos. It's very dangerous. All who have tried for it have perished.
So, you guys want to go out and probably die?
You want to send a bunch of teenagers out to die?
Everyone dies. Let's go out and get this thing, shall we? Who's with me? We have to try, Alpha. Do you, Rocky?
Aye, aye, aye. Zordon's life force will not last long. Probably until the end of the movie, though. Oh, shit.
I can't believe I had to do all that. Oh, God. You sucked me in again, man.
You won't have much time.
How can we get it?
Maybe if I download the last prismatic morphing gem into the transport core, I might have just enough power to get you there. But there won't be any left to get you back.
So how do we get back?
You don't.
End of movie. All right, guys, that was great, wasn't it? Because they can't do much else. No jokes. Here is what was actually said. We have to hope that the power is there. Zordon's life depends on it.
Are you ready?
Yeah. We may not have our powers, but we're still the Power Rangers.
Ugh.
When he said that line, I was like,
yeah, Tommy, yeah.
Get in there.
Remember, Rangers, Zordon doesn't have much time, but at least till the end of the movie.
The team get transported to another planet. Count to Rita and the crew in space. Rita can't believe Ivan let the Rangers slip through his hands. Rita ripped into Ivan. Ivan just goos her mouth real good.
Finally, someone shut her up.
Your feebleness is staggering. You obviously need a vacation. I think circumstances force us to choose a new leader, and I pick me.
Lord Zedd takes exception to this and tries to zap Ivan with his staff. Ivan just says it tickles, then traps Rita and Zedd in a snow globe. There is a little sign in the globe that says, "Greetings from Angel Grove." Ivan looks at Pig Dude and Goldar.
Now, you have a choice. You either serve me, or you can join these insufferable Dingledorks.
Good insult, Dingledork.
Duh, we never liked those Dingledorks in the first place.
You said it. They stink.
So, what are we going to do about the Power Rangers? Oh, my hideous one.
Ah, yes. The Power Rangers.
Ivan coughs up a large phlegm ball.
Good distance.
Yeah.
The phlegm ball turns into a group of bird-like creatures called Tengu Warriors. Ivan gets his Tengu Warriors to fly to Phaedos to tear the Power Rangers apart. This bit is very Wicked Witch and Flying Monkeys from The Wizard of Oz here. I'm guessing it was supposed to be. It's almost like shot the same way. Cut to the team arriving on Phaedos. Oldu looks a lot like Earth. So, wow, this looks like Earth, except for the giant beast skeletons with the headset. We're thinking it could have been a commentator for the other ones that were coming through the announcer. And welcome to the fight to the death on Phaedos. I am Big Ugly Horn Creature. Right here with me is Scott. The team take a look around while the hooded figure watches them from atop a cliff. Cut to Ivan, Goldar, and Pig Dude in a factory. Ivan is going to recruit the parents of Angel Grove. Ha, sucks for you, Jeff, but I'll be fine.
Oh, because I'm a parent? I was looking at this for ages going, why does it say, ha, sucks for you, Jeff?
You got that kid problem.
My kid's going to grow up and hear that.
I didn't say your kids were problems. I said you got the kid problem. It's a problem to have a kid as you get oozed.
First, I'll turn them into zombies and order them to dig up my ectomorphicons. Duh, how are you going to do that?
By showing them the wonders of being a wicked with a little bit of Ivan Zeus.
Yeah, Goldar kind of sounds like the guy that does the Wonderful World song.
I see trees of green.
Yeah.
Red roses too.
Ivan uses his powers in a machine which starts producing a tap of ooze that is flowing into a massive container. Finally, I get to finish what I started 6,000 years ago. Cut back to the team still walking around Phaedos. Kimberly and Tommy have a convo about Zordon before getting attacked by a Tengu warrior. The team try and fight the Tengus off with some nice kicks and flips.
You know the funny thing about morphing?
What's that?
You don't appreciate it till you can't do it anymore.
And just as he says anymore, he gets tackled by a Tengu warrior.
Hiya!
Kimberly gets grabbed by a flying Tengu. She is lifted into the air.
Hang on, Kimberly. They're too strong. We need our powers.
As Aisha is saying this line, she is completely no-selling a punch to the face by a Tengu warrior.
Oh, it's brilliant. Just absolutely brilliant. I honestly think that what's happened is that she's supposed to do that line and they just got too carried away with the action sequence.
And punched her.
I don't know. Maybe they couldn't edit it out or something.
No, but this looks funny if you watch this and I think it's on Disney Plus at the moment. If you go back and watch it, slow frame it, she gets punched and she says, "They're too strong. We need our powers."
And like completely ignores it. Yeah. That's why I vote her as the strongest Power Ranger in this movie.
She could take a punch to the face.
Yeah.
Like a champ. As the team gets overwhelmed, the hooded person jumps down off the cliff, then disrobes. She is some sort of Amazon-looking warrior. Looks like she came directly off the set of Xena Warrior Princess. Her name is Dulcea. She was the narrator for the Star Wars crawl at the start. Dulcea defeats the Tengu warriors single-handedly by swinging her sticks around. Maybe she could just fight over ooze instead?
Yeah. No, because if she goes past that area, she goes old.
Yeah, but we don't know that yet. Spoiler alert, Tengu warriors fly away. That was amazing, thanks. Rocky goes to shake Dulcea's hand but gets smacked away by her sticks.
Smacked away by her sticks.
If you want to thank me, go back to wherever you came from.
We can't go back. We were told there was a great power here. Is it true?
Yes. The ground is littered with the bones of those who have tried for it and failed.
Well, we're different. We won't fail.
Dulcea uses her stick to trip Tommy. Leave Phaedos before it's too late.
Look, we don't want any trouble. Our leader Zordon got...
Zordon? Did you say Zordon? You know Zordon? Who are you? We were in a band together called Mind Your Own Business.
Oh no.
I am Dulcea, master warrior of the planet Phaedos. What has happened to Zordon? He was attacked by this cosmic being named Ivan Ooze. Ivan Ooze is free?
You've heard of him?
Ivan Ooze is a monster. If we don't hurry, your planet is doomed. Follow me. The team follows Dulcea. That was pretty easy to convince her when I wanted to hear Zordon. She's like, oh yeah, get out of here. Oh, no, Zordon. All right, you're cool. Follow this way.
Let's go.
I'll give you the keys to everything just because you name dropped someone.
Yeah, name drop.
Cut back to Zordon chilling in his crystal bed. He's concerned about the Rangers. Alpha 5 tells Zordon to quit his yapping and save his strength. Zordon and Alpha 5 think of a way to possibly contact the Rangers. Cut to Ivan Ooze, dressed as a wizard at an amusement park. He's handing out jars of his Ivan's Ooze for free to kids. Show it to your parents, show it to your friends. When you've got your ooze, the fun never ends. The kids all want their free jar of ooze. Cut back to the team still following Dulcea. They end up at this ancient-looking ruin up in the mountains.
Wow, what is this place?
These are the ancient ruins of the Ninjiti Temple. The team look over the edge of the cliff.
It's a long way down.
There, beyond the Naula jungle, is the monolith. Inside awaits the power of the universe. The monolith is heavily guarded against intruders. No one has ever survived an attempt to reach it. I love how the team have been walking through deserts, yet their white clothes are still spotless.
Yeah.
Not a mark on them.
For the movie, man. So you can tell which one's which ranger.
Rangers don't get dirty.
Which ranger was she again?
It's covered in mud. It was all covered in mud.
Yeah. So how can we?
Because the script said so. Ta-da! You were chosen by Zordon. I have faith in his wisdom.
Can you help us?
We will call upon the sacred animals of the Ninjiti for help. Come back to Earth. Dad gets home from work and looks for Fred in the house. Dad directly walks up to the ooze on the table and sticks his finger in the jar. Why? Because plot. That's why.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why would he do that? He's walked straight in. Ooze, stick my finger in.
What is this stuff? Ha!
Dad gets mind controlled by the ooze and zombie walks out of the house. I'm deeply concerned how many parents stick their fingers in the ooze so quickly as the street is filled by zombie parents. Cut to Alpha and Zordon at the command center. Alpha gets the crystal ball TV going, and they watch the news. Zordon was probably waiting for Springer to be on. Ivanhoe shows up on the TV. Ivan's evil plot is taking shape. I just hope they're not too late. Cut back to the team on Phaedos. Dulcea has prepped the ceremony. Dulcea grabs a small bag of fairy dust and pours it into her hand. Buried deep within us all is an animal spirit waiting to be released. That's what I tell people, but they just arrest me. Close your eyes and look deep inside. As the team close their eyes, Dulcea blows the fairy dust all over them. It also makes the fire blast in front of them. After some 90s CGI, the team are transformed into ninja costumes. Each of them are still in their ranger colours, of course. They each have an animal chest plate. They all wear masks. Aisha, you are the bear. Fierce and unstoppable.
Till you get smacked into a wall.
Time to boogie with the bear. That's coming up later on Power Rangers.
Next time on Power Ranger.
Rocky, powerful and smart. You are the mighty ape. He's a retail company.
Yeah. Hey, that's where we got our statues from.
Billy, you are the wolf, cunning and swift. Agile Kimberly, light as a feather. You are the crane. Adam? Adam, what's wrong? I'm a frog. Yes, a frog, like the one you kiss to get a handsome prince. And you, Tommy, are the falcon, winged lord of the skies. That's a cool name for an album song, wasn't it? Winged Lord of the Skies. To be in harmony with a sacred animal spirit is to have the force of an Ninjitsu. To those who are ninjitty, anything is possible. But I'm afraid you must do this on your own.
You're not coming with us, Dulcea?
If only I could. One step beyond this plateau, and I would begin to age as rapidly as Zordon is now. The strength is inside you. Trust it. I guess the power is yours. It's already in use, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
The power is yours.
Yours.
Your sacred animals will be your guide. May your animal spirits watch over you. Dulcea transforms into an owl and flies away. Even when I was a kid watching this film, at the point where I was most obsessed with the Power Rangers, I loved the Power Rangers, I breathed Power Rangers. I didn't like how they had to use different animals as their rangers. It used to bug me. I love the dino ones. I don't want a frog and a mighty ape.
Hey, you like the mighty ape now.
You've made a Power Rangers movie, but you're taking away the cool parts.
Yeah, yeah.
Cut to Fred at his house. He's looking for Dad when he sees that the ooze jar has been opened. Fred continues to look for Dad in the house. Cut to the parents doing the bidding of Ivan at the construction site. Ivan is bored, so Ivan makes one of the zombie dads dance. Do the swim and do ballet. God.
Hey boss, they're back.
The Tengu warriors land and report to Ivan. How did you fare?
It couldn't have gone better.
Threw one of them off a mountain into a raging river. Did they? I don't remember that.
No.
There's no river there. I couldn't see a river. Yeah.
So, they've all been destroyed.
Well, we were about to destroy them, but...
What? You didn't kill them? You call yourself Tengu warriors? You're more like Tengu turkeys. I'll have you stuffed and roasted.
But, Master, there was this monster with these huge sticks and kept twirling them around.
Sticks? Did these sticks have like a whistling sound?
Well... It was more like nails on a chalkboard.
Dulcea. That miserable, manipulating, loathsome she-devil of a witch.
Tell us how you really feel, Ivan. Don't hold back now.
Yeah, jeez, Ivan.
If she leads them to the great power, everything will be ruined.
You want us to take another whack at it?
How about take another quack at it?
Ivan blows up the Tengu warriors here.
Terrible. Oh, I'll show you. Take another quack at it. What now?
Even for Power Ranger standards, that was low.
Yeah.
No time to waste. My ectomorphicon machines must be unearthed by sundown.
Cut back to the team, still at the ancient ruins.
It's time.
Go, go, walking ninjas.
Do, 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 do.
The team start their hike towards the great power. They walk across the desert and into a jungle area.
Man, this jungle goes on forever. We gotta keep moving, guys. Zordon's time is running out. No, the movie's time's running out, so Zordon will be fine.
He'll be fine, don't worry. Cut back to the construction site. Fred sees all the parents working. How did he know to go there?
Yeah.
Maybe it's on the news, I don't know. Fred sees Dad there working hard, smashing rocks.
Well, at least he's working.
Exactly. Dad! Hey, Dad! Dad just ignores Fred and keeps working. I'm the same way at work. Leave me be. I'm working.
What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you?
Hey, shut up your face.
It's Jimmy from Goodfellas.
It's me, Fred. Dad, we gotta get out of here.
Golda yells out,
Hey, you!
Fred thinks he is caught, but it turns out one of the other zombie dads has stopped working.
Put your weak backs into it.
Yeah, I had a weak back. About a weak back.
It's funny.
Feast your eyes on the exoskeleton of the barbaric Hornetor. The dreaded Scorpatron should be close by. Once my lovely ectomorphica machines are up and running, spreading ooze throughout the world, I shall annihilate Angel Grove and then the universe.
Fred now knows the plan since Ivan just shouted it out for no good reason. Cut back to the team in the jungle. They come across some kind of large animal graveyard. Not the elephant graveyard. You must never go there, Simba. Well, I did the Lost World Jurassic Park with Matt. I mentioned it as a scene with like dinosaur bones around. It reminded me of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. This is the scene I was talking about. So if you go back and listen to the Lost World podcast, this is actually like a setup for this.
Easter eggs.
I wonder what happened to them all.
Personally, I'd rather not. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Very funny, Adam.
As Billy is looking in one of the large beast skulls, its bone tail pops up behind him. The beast skeleton comes to life. Aisha is almost eaten. Rocky whacks a bone across its face and gets smashed backwards. The team spread out and just try to avoid the beast skeleton. It's disappointing that both female rangers here are treated like damsels. The male rangers have to try and save them. And it happens later on as well. I'm like, ah, stop it. They have rangers on their own accord, you know. They don't need no man. Tommy does a cool run up a tree move and flips onto the back of the bony beast. Tommy rides the beast like a mechanical bull. Hold on tight, Tommy. No, I was going to let go. No problems.
Hey, no problems here.
Tommy spots a bone that is attaching the head to the neck.
Yo, fossil head. Head joke. Oh, yeah. Yo, fossil head. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah, it's the second head joke with an insult. Next one's coming up shortly, though, so don't worry. There's a third one.
Hey!
Tommy removes the bone and the head falls off. Then the rest of the rest of the boy collapses.
Yeesh.
Rest of the body collapses, sending Tommy crashing to the ground. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Looks like biology paid off for you, huh?
Maybe we should get out of here before he pulls himself together or something. Cut back to the factory. Ivan has zombie parents on the factory line for making Ivan's ooze. Fred is still snooping around. How has he not been caught yet? I'm looking again. Has he not been caught?
I feel sorry for the kid being called Fred.
Right, said Fred, yeah.
Hey, boss. Construction is completed.
Parents of Angel Grove, you have completed my extromorphicons. But frankly, I'm sick of seeing your ugly faces and your dull personalities. You will return to the construction site and leap to your doom. Bye-bye.
The zombie parents stop working and walk out of the factory.
Bye-bye.
He does that. He goes, bye-bye.
Finally, the moment of truth. Mordant, let the ooze flow.
Ah, okay, so the pig dude's name is Mordant.
Yeah.
Pig dude turns a wheel when the ectomorphicon starts to fill with ooze. I already started calling him pig dude. I ain't going to change it now.
Ooze, give my creatures life. Life, I tell you, life.
If you thought the CG was bad before, well, may I introduce you to the ectomorphicons. Ivan does his Palpatine lightning thing and brings his ectos to life.
Now my machines will destroy the city.
Whose machines?
My machines. Mine.
Is Angel Grove a city, though? Looks more like a town. Cut back to the team in the jungle. Again, no dirt on their costumes. I saw in the last part that Aisha had dirt on her butt from being forced to the ground. Now nothing. All clean again. I know it's a small thing. You're like, Greg, you're watching the Power Rangers movie and the thing you're really pointing out is how clean their clothes are? Yes, I am.
And not how terrible the CGI is? No. Yes.
It's all about how clean their clothes are. It's unsettling. The team comes across this big door carved into a cliff.
Incredible. Let's go, guys. Nice and easy.
They get up to the door. There are warriors carved into the door. What do you think?
Wait here. I'll go get my ass booted.
And I'll bring my axe. Tommy touches one of the stone warriors on the door, then turns around to face the team. As Tommy turns, the stone warrior comes to life.
Very badly, like in Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's not the greatest.
Yeah.
Tommy! The stone warrior is changed into a flesh-colored beast warrior. Tommy dodges its attacks. Don't want to get blooded in all that white costume. Three other stone warriors pop out and transform. There are now four beast warriors.
What now?
Ninjetti!
Tommy flash changes back into being fully masked up.
The falcon!
The frog!
The ape!
The crane!
The wolf!
Bear!
She's like, bear! But they all like, do their poses and she's like, bear with her arm sticking out wide like she's about to do a crane kick from Karate Kid. Man, for a movie called Power Rangers, there is very little actual screen time for the Power Rangers in their actual costumes. Instead, we get these lame ninja ones.
I didn't hate the ninja-looking ones. They actually use it in the series, too.
Yeah, but it looks like the Power Ranger costumes your mum would make because she couldn't afford the actual thing.
Oh, come on now. That's a bit rough.
I'm just saying, look, it is.
I personally think they look way better than the cheesy plastic toy outfits that they have.
I love the plastic toy ones compared to the ninja pajamas.
Yeah.
I'm not signing against homemade costumes though, because Mum made me a beautiful Superman and Greatest American Hero costumes and I appreciated them.
Thanks, Ma!
The Rangers flip around and try some kicks. Rocky does a surprise jump attack on one of the warriors, but almost falls off a cliff.
Yeah.
The warrior attacks Rocky as he is hanging. And then here it comes. Hey, lava head! Man, their insults are always something to do with a head at the end.
Yeah, it's weird.
Adam kicks the warrior off the cliff and rescues Rocky. As the warrior lands in the pool of water at the bottom, it starts smoking. That's one down and three to go. Aisha gets trapped and needs help again. But don't worry, Rocky the big strong man comes to her rescue. Tommy comes swinging over to rescue Kimberly. Kimberly is obviously trying to push this boulder in front of her onto the warrior.
They're strong, but they're not too smart. Help me push.
But she was already trying to push the boulder, I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. Tommy gets a stick to leverage the boulder. Let's rock his world. I'm like, Oh, yeah. She said that and I loved it. They push the boulder onto the warrior, taking it out. Adam is now being double teamed. He is.
Adam's being double teamed.
Yep.
Hey, Adam. Could you use a hand?
No. I just want to die, you know. One of them's like a handful for three of us. You know, there's no worries.
Yeah.
The thought crossed my mind. Billy throws down some vine. Adam and Billy work the tree branch like a pulley system. One goes up while the other goes down. That's right. The other goes down on the warriors. This causes one of the warriors to slice the other one in half.
Talk about a splitting headache.
And I do always do like the hand signals as well when I do it. Like...
See, that's the thing you've missed in here is with Tommy. He should be going, To me, that was the only thing that made me laugh with Tommy more than anything. Like, he was such a serious character in the video. He'd always go,
Yeah, it's like Buffy and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She has like this grunt that she always does. That's awesome as well. She's like,
I'm going to add that in for what's left of the movie.
Rocky gets a spear in the nads. He almost gets one. Yeah. Rocky almost gets a spear in the nads.
Rocky almost gets a spear in the nods.
Yep. But does a Jean-Claude Van Damme leg split to avoid it.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
It was pretty cool, actually. I quite liked it too. That was close. Where's the witty pun for that one? Talk about your ball buster. Oh, nuts. I should have gone, oh, nuts. The whole team pick up on this last warrior. Kimberly and Billy are swinging from the trees and hit the warrior. Tommy then unleashes this corkscrew kick from high up in the tree and hits the warrior. He's like spinning like...
Yeah, I know.
He didn't make an ooh-ah sound though. So bad. But so good at the same time.
Eight ball corner pocket.
The warrior gets smashed back into the door from whence it came. There's an earthquake like rumbling shake.
What now?
Whoa, what's happening?
Look.
The door opens up. A pyramid monument comes sliding out like, hey, how's it going?
Hey, guys.
It has the emblem to all the animal spirits on it. Convenient. Okay, so no one has ever managed to get to this great power before. Didn't seem like it was too hard.
The great power. The sacred animals.
The emblem on the monument shines a light on the rangers. Their animals fly out of the emblem and fly around the team. New Zords! It zooms into Tommy's emblem, and then when it zooms out, the Power Rangers are in their costumes from earlier in the film. Only now, they have the new lame spirit animals as their emblems.
We did it! Our morphers are online.
We got the power!
We got the power!
Hang on, Zoldon. We're on our way.
Let's do it.
The Power Rangers touch their hips like they're about to start line dancing, then get transported away. Owl Dulcea watches them leave. Good luck, Rangers. Cut back to Angel Grove. The Ectos are starting to destroy the city. Ivan watches on from a high balcony.
The boys are back in town.
Long live the King of Ooze.
Alpha 5 and Zordon watch on from the Crystal TV. The mayor has declared a state of emergency. Apparently, Angel Grove has never before known such a crisis. Wait. Doesn't this, like, happen all the time on the TV show?
Yes.
Cut to nighttime in Angel Grove. The Power Rangers arrive back on Earth.
I love the smell of destruction in the evening. What the? What's that smell? Ivan has a good sniff. Inconceivable. The Power Rangers.
Even though he clearly knew they were coming.
Because the Tengu warriors told him. The Power Rangers arrive in Angel Grove and see the destruction.
Oh man, look at this mess.
This is Ivan's handiwork. Let's get back to the command center.
Wait, what is that? I think we're about to find out. Look!
The Rangers see the bad CGI scorpion robot thing.
Whoa, what is that thing?
Huh! Guess Ivan's been busy while we're away. We gotta stop these things. We've got new ninja zords. Let's use them.
The Rangers then see the other hornet-looking robot. The Rangers call on their zords while doing frantic, rapid hand movements. The zords come flying in from space, and boy, have they not aged well.
What do you mean? They weren't well in the first place.
It doesn't age badly when they were horrible in the first place, Greg.
That's exactly right.
Lloyd.
Oh no, it's the zords.
Ah, Zord Schmords. I'll crush them like roaches.
Random how he says this, but alright. Let's do it!
Then all the Power Rangers at once say, right, Ninja Zords, power up! The Power Rangers fly into the sky and into their Zords. It is pretty bad when they fly into the sky there. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's like you're taking a still image and just like floating up. Like, you know, with Poochie?
Yeah.
And Simpsons? Poochie went back to his home planet. And like they all get into their Zords and Pink Ranger's like, nice stereo. Meanwhile, the zombie parents are still on their way to leap to their doom. The kids are running wild since their parents are, well, all brainwashed. The song, Uh-Oh, We're in Trouble, plays while the kids pour Ivan's ooze into random things like fountains and balloons. Something's come along and it's burst our bubble. Oh yeah. Fred is there wondering why all the kids are mucking around while their parents are in trouble. Fred tries to get the crowd of kids' attention, but no one listens. But then Fred does a double finger whistle. Everyone knows when someone does a double finger whistle that you must stop and listen. Fred says how all the kids need to help him or all their parents are going to die. Meanwhile, the Power Rangers continue to fly their Zords around.
All right, Rangers. I'm over the East Quadrant. My senses are picking up a disturbance. Ha!
They still do the hand movements while within the Zords, but yeah. Black Ranger fights the Scorpion robot with his Frog Sword, but needs backup. Blue Ranger comes in with his Wolf Sword. Then Yellow Ranger...
Time to boogie with the bear.
Yellow Ranger's bear zord shows up, but gets instantly blown away.
I've been hit hard.
Time to boogie with the bear. Oh, I'm down. Short dance. Red Ranger's mighty ape zord jumps on the back of the hornet robot. I wonder if he got same day delivery. Meanwhile, Fred runs down the street with all the kids and Bulk and Skull. They then take a train to the construction site. Cut back to the zord battle. Pink Ranger sees Ivan in his tower and goes after him.
So, you wanna play, huh?
Ivan zaps Pink Ranger's crane sword. Pink Ranger is stuck in midair. All the Zords are struggling in every fight they're in. Pink Ranger uses her thrusters, that's right, her thrusters, to blast a way out of Ivan's lightning.
Ah, I'll deal with you later.
Blue Ranger's Wolf Zord manages to knock the end of the Scorpion's tail off. Bad CGI ooze goes flying around as the tail thrashes.
Ah, oozed.
I'm losing my grip. I can't hold on much longer.
White Ranger's Falcon Zord shows up.
Falcon Zord is back in the game. Adam, disengage. I've got a clear shot.
I don't know where the White Ranger went, but oh well, just go with it.
I really believe that the whole point of him disappearing was supposed to be like the show where for some reason he has to go off and do something while the Rangers deal with whatever issue they're dealing with. So often, even when he was the White Ranger, he would have to go off and like run errands for his mum or something. And then they're like, yeah, we actually need you here. And he's like, right, I'm on my way and come back from wherever he was. But he always had an excuse to disappear.
In the Japanese show, the White Ranger and Green Ranger was separate completely from the Rangers and their Zords most of the time. So whenever they were together, they'd film it. But then you'd have to have an excuse why he's not always there because he's not always in the Japanese show.
The reason for the Green Ranger was because they just literally killed him off and that was it. But the White Ranger is actually from a completely different Sentai series. So there's a Sentai series that he's from, but they've mixed him into the Mighty Morphin.
Well, it makes sense because his costume's so different from everyone else's, so it makes sense. Because, yeah, Tommy wasn't supposed to be both the White and the Green Ranger. There were different Rangers in the Japanese show. They killed the Green Ranger, but everyone loved Tommy so much they brought him back as the White Ranger, which is cool because I would have stuck to lose him.
He's all yours.
All right, big guy. It's lights out for you.
Falcon Zord fires missiles from its wings at the Scorpion robot, blowing it up. Probably the best part of the CGI, actually, was him turning around using that missiles.
He's out of there.
Target neutralized. Let's go get the other one.
The Zords corner the Hornet robot. Hornet robot gets scared like a dog. It's like going,
They've destroyed my beautiful creation. Now I'm beginning to get really angry.
Ivan turns into bad CGI and oozes towards his Hornet robot. Ivan enters into his Hornet robot, taking it over. The Hornet robot turns into a giant Ivan.
Whoa, somebody call a plastic surgeon.
Ivan uses the tower he was just in as a giant staff weapon. This forces Goldar to fly away.
Huh, we need Ninja Megazord power now.
The Power Rangers all say together, Ninja Megazord, power up. All the animal Zords combine to form a giant robot, the Ninja Megazord. White Ranger goes to help the monorail. Monorail.
There ain't no monorail, there ain't no monohow.
As Ivan broke the track by stepping on it. Sorry, I shouldn't stop for that haircut.
Judging by Fred's cowardly screams, they're going 180 miles per hour. Activating Ninja Megazord battle mode.
Power Rangers go, Power Sword, now!
Shing-shu.
The Ninja Megazord battles with Ivan. The kids are in the monorail train that's about to get to the damaged part of the tracks.
Hang on, kids!
Huh. The Falcon Zord lands perfectly between the damaged part of the track, and the monorail drives over the Zord, even though the Zord has no tracks, because that's how the train works.
Yeah, exactly.
The kids celebrate not dying.
Good luck, kids.
Wait, how does he know there are kids in there? And why is he even wishing them good luck? Does he know what they're about to do? Even though there's no way he would actually know unless he watched the movie like us?
Yeah, of course.
Might be like in Spaceballs when they rewatch the movie.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah.
And we had the same mind track there, so yeah, I thought the same thing. I was like, they must have done the Spaceballs thing and watched the movie. Cut back to the Ninja Megazord versus Ivan. Ivan destroys the Ninja Megazord.
No!
He just hits it, really.
Yeah.
Ivan beats up the Ninja Megazord, I'll put there. Ivan picks up the Ninja Megazord by the chin. White Ranger fist pumps to let the others know that he's on the way.
Hi-yah!
Ivan throws the Ninja Megazord through a building. Imagine how many people were just squished in that building.
Yeah.
There goes a souvenir for some lucky fan.
Yeah. Death.
Falcon Zord flies in to complete the sequence and form Ninja Falcon Megazord with fries.
Fries. All right, guys. Let's get Ooze out of here before he destroys everything. I'll set a course for outer space. Good idea.
Power Rangers all go, let's do it.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Ivan chases the Ninja Falcon Megazord with cheese into outer space. The zombie parents arrive at the construction site, ready to leap to their doom. The kids show up in front of them. They are the only thing stopping them from doing the lemming jump off the edge thing. Ha! They're wearing purple too, like a lemming. The fall wasn't that bad though. Some will just get injured, especially the parents who land on the bodies of the already dead ones.
Yeah, this isn't a kids podcast somehow.
I'm a big kid, so it is. Fred sees some trucks further down the site. He tells the kids to try and stop the parents, while himself, Bulk and Skull go down to the trucks. The kids trying to hold the parents back is pretty funny. Yeah. Was hoping one of the smaller kids would just get owned by one of the parents. It's like, whack!
Yeah. Sent to the death.
Yeah. Float off.
Why?
Cut to space. The Ninja Falcon Megazord with onions is flying away from Earth.
Guys, I think I know a way to get rid of Ivan.
Really? How?
Ryan's Comet. Billy, that's brilliant. You evil genius.
What?
We get Ivan in the comet's path, and kaboom, he's space dust. All right, guys, main thrusters.
All the Power Rangers go, right. Cut back to the kids failing miserably to stop the zombie parents. The kids are right on the edge themselves. Would have thought some of the kids would have bailed out by now. Some are going, nah, I'm out of here. I ain't going to die for this.
Yeah, for my parents who gave me life.
Yeah, screw that. I'm out of here. Suddenly, Fred rises up from the bottom of the drop. And a crane arm on one of the trucks. Fred tells Bulk and Skull to turn on the water. Fred hoses down the kids, mainly the kids though.
Yeah.
And zombie parents with a power hose. Pretty sure water at that pressure level can tear flesh.
Yeah.
But oh well, that's fine. Cut back to space. The Ninja Falcon Megazord with everything on it flies towards Rita's base. Rita and Lord Zeta are still in the snow globe.
Go Rangers, go! Go Rangers, go! All right, guys. This is it. We'll wait here and lure him in.
Ivan comes flying in and grabs on the Ninja Falcon Megazord with Bacon. The comet is nearby. The Rangers need to get out of Ivan's grip.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
What are you doing?
Taking care of business. Yeah, I'm taking care of business.
Every day!
Yellow Ranger hits a giant red emergency button. It's actually quite funny, actually.
Yeah.
The giant red button initiates a knee from the Megazord to Ivan's nads.
Yeah, which for some reason hurts him.
Robo-nads, yeah. Well, it is him in the suit, so I guess it's still kind of him. This sends Ivan spinning away into space.
We're out of here.
Power Rangers, right! The Rangers fly away while Ivan hits the comet. Boom! Ivan is dead. Come back to the construction site. The death of Ivan has taken the zombie parents out of their trance. Fred and Dad hug.
I love you, son.
Cut to the Power Rangers transporting back to the command center.
Hey, Alpha's back.
Aye, aye, aye. Rangers, you made it. But I'm afraid you're too late.
Too late?
This can't be happening. The whole team look down sadly, as none of them apart from Kimberly have enough acting talent to look like they might actually cry.
Oh,
it's pretty bad. Go back and watch it, all right?
So rough.
But you did point out Adam was the worst. He's like, look at everyone else. Everyone else is looking down. All right, then.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, we're supposed to be sad here? Okay.
Huh. Remember what we've learnt? Whosoever holds this hammer... Oh, God.
There you go.
Whosoever holds this hammer, if they are worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
Wait. No, that's not it.
To those who possess the great power, all things are possible.
The Rangers all smirk in happiness. He's right.
Ha! Come on.
The Rangers form a circle around Zordon and use their chest icons to form a great power and heal Zordon and fix up the command center. Rangers!
He's alive! He's alive! He's alive! He's Johnny Five!
We thought you had... It's good to see you again, too.
Giggity.
The rest of you can go. Kimberly can stay. Cut to a celebration night at the event center. This is where I got the... I got the power! Chickadoo. Bulk and Skull talk about how they single-handedly saved the city. The team sit at a table with a huge plate of food. Did you see how big their plate of food was?
How could they afford this?
And how could they eat so much? They're tiny.
Yeah.
Fred shows up at the team's table.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Fred.
Hey. Rumor has it you're quite the hero.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
That's my man.
I helped a bit. The Power Rangers did most of the work.
Hey, things got tough. You didn't panic. You, my friend, demonstrated true bravery.
It's like what you taught me about martial arts. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
Oh, wait, no, that's Cobra Kai.
Ha! Use your head, and above all, stay calm.
I heard you're in line to be a ranger yourself one of these days.
Now, how would you possibly know that, Aisha? Jeez, just tell them you're a Power Ranger, don't you?
Yeah.
Nah, that's impossible.
Hey, anything's possible.
You really think so?
The song, What Dreams Are Made Of, plays. The soundtrack to this film is actually pretty good.
I know so.
Fred Kalman, the Silver Ranger.
Ah, it does have a certain ring to it.
Fred Kalman, the Gold Ranger?
Oh, I see what they did there, because Power Rangers Zero has a Gold Ranger.
Well, didn't it this time, though?
Maybe that's why they did it.
Future. Tommy gives Fred a high five. The team and Fred watch the fireworks display. The fireworks end with a sign that says, Thank you, Power Rangers. Like, whoever organized this thing knew the Rangers would see this.
Yeah.
During the credits, there is a scene of Goldar sitting in the big boss chair on the moon base.
I am King Goldar, ruler of the universe.
Rita and Lord Zedd then return through the door. Goldar and Pig Dude both go,
uh-oh.
Is that really something that happens?
It's after the credits.
Funny,
yeah.
I don't remember seeing that.
Just after the credits start, goes into this and has Goldar on the throne.
Crazy.
End of movie.
That'll be why they didn't put that into canon as well.
Right, now that we've run through the movie, let's give our ratings for the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie.
Nobody does it, Bennett.
Right, so we've done our ratings now for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, Jeff. Let's go through them, shall we? So for story, I have given Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie a 2 out of 5.
Ooh.
I think the movie is, like, you know, it's basic and simple for the premise, and that's why it's not a 1. Story's not great, sorry. It's not one that, it's just there to move the plot along, and there's a lot of plot holes, a lot of convenient things that have to happen for it to actually work. So I'll give it a 2 out of 5 because it's not a great story, but it's not an atrocious story.
So I gave it
Two and a half,
there you go. Yeah. A little bit more.
It's just such a forgettable story. The fact that it doesn't add to the actual story, like it's just a standalone film, does not help it. I mean, it was just so bad that, you know, they were like, oh. But the thing is, during the filming of it, they must have been a few seasons into Power Rangers, and they might have been taking a break or something.
They were filming this at the same time they were filming season 3, I believe.
But the thing is, they must have known when it came out that it was going to bomb, because as far as I'm aware, they never ever mentioned the spirit animals or anything in the show. If they went with the idea that originally it was supposed to be part of the continuity, then why didn't they try to add them into the show?
Because we were filming at the same time as the movie, I guess it... Because season 3 was probably going to come out before the movie, like TV-wise.
Yeah.
They had to have nothing to do with the movie, otherwise they'd spoil the movie. And when the movie came out, though, I think they went into the Power Rangers in space after that.
Yeah.
And they didn't really mention it again because of the, it wasn't really well received.
Yeah.
Acting, Jeff, what have you given acting out of 5?
I gave it 4 because most of them are acting how they've meant to be acting. It's one of those things, when you're told to act a certain way, you do it. It comes across as stupid to us, fine, but that's how they've been told to do those roles, and they do them well. I gave them a 4 for it. I was going to give them a 5, but I was like, that's a bit too generous. But I wanted to put it out there so that people could see that, okay, the story they had to deal with wasn't great, but at least they were trying to, you know, act it out a bit better than the actual story was. So, yeah, I gave it 4.
Fair enough. My rating is not for effort or anything like that, like, against the effort they've done, because, like I say, they're doing what they've done in the TV show all the time. I've given that a 2 out of 5.
Oh,
I thought, right. Ivan was the best part of this. He had the most fun with the role, it seemed like.
Okay.
Like, Tommy and stuff are fine. Like, they're being their normal Power Ranger self, but their normal Power Ranger self is pretty cardboard. Again, at the end, we were talking about the scene where they couldn't even cry. They just kind of look sad.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the range of their acting ability, because a lot of them are martial artists first and actors second. So you didn't really get the range that you'd get from a full-fleshed actor. But then again, you wouldn't get the martial art moves from a full-fleshed actor. So 2 out of 5, just because, it wasn't great for me. And Ivan Ooze was the best part. Goldar was just kind of Goldar, but, you know.
He was terrible. Like... He was really dumbed down.
Yeah. For how well it holds up, Jeff, I've given this a 1 out of 5.
Me too.
The CGI, even though, like you said, it technically doesn't hold up that badly because it was terrible at the start. I'm not going to allow that in this court of law. It looks atrocious. The CGI looks
hideous. Terrible. And the story hurts it. The CGI hurts it really badly. And I know some people like it, but I didn't like the plasticky look of the outfits.
It doesn't really look as authentic as it. If I just did like the robots and costumes again, would have been so much better than this CGI that they couldn't pull off.
Yeah.
So have you given it 1 as well, Jeff?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
I've given it 1 there. Sorry about that, but that's pretty bad. For music, Jeff, what have you given it?
5.
5?
I really enjoyed the music. So many good classic songs in there and so many big action bands and stuff like Red Hot Chili Peppers. That fella that does I've Got the Power, I forget his name.
I can't remember the names. It's 90s. Okay, yeah, I've given it a 4 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
I was pleasantly surprised to hear Higher Ground from Red Hot Chili Peppers and I Got the Power, then... What Dreams Are Made Of at the end.
Yep.
Even Oh, We're in Trouble. I kind of like that song.
Yeah.
So even though it's cheesy.
And that song they played while they were roller skating, that was good.
Come on and take a free ride.
That's right.
Yeah, that was always fun too. Reason I didn't give it a 5 is the music in between, it's okay, but it's not great. It's fine. I didn't notice it so bad. It's not like bad. So I thought, because it had so many good hit songs, I enjoyed it. I had time with it, so I'll give it a 4 out of 5. For visuals, Jeff, how good it looks, I've given it a 3 out of 5.
Oh, really?
I don't think, like, apart from the CGI that I've already marked down for how well it holds up, the way it's shot isn't bad. Like, they use matte paint and stuff, but I don't hate it. Like, it's fine. And the skydiving bit at the start was quite cool.
Yeah.
The fight scenes look pretty cool, even though they're kind of over the top and cheesy. Yeah. I still think they're fun. Yeah, the action sequences went bad. And the actual way it's shot, because a lot of it's shot on the stage and sets, I kind of like that look because it's less grainy, a lot cleaner, like their suits. But yeah, 3.
I gave it a 1. For me, with the being filmed on a stage, you didn't get that same real feeling with the nature when you see it in like the TV shows. Like they use New Zealand quite a bit for the scenery. You don't get that same feeling and it doesn't feel the same to me. I could tell the difference between walking through an actual bush and walking through one that's been set up by sound and stage and all that. And yes, the fight scenes were good, but I felt some of it was just a bit too cheesy, like the grapple hook, the whip, the weird spinning tornado kick thing. The dinosaurs were weird warrior things or whatever they were that came out of the wall. It all looked pretty bad. Considering how well they'd done in the shows and now they've got a higher budget, I kind of feel like they went a bit too hard and kind of missed the point of what they had with the shows.
Took itself too seriously and too much grandeur. That's fair. So for story, Jeff, out of 5 stars, I gave it 2 and you gave it 2.5. For acting, I gave it 2 and you gave it 4. For how well it holds up, we both gave it 1 star. For music, I gave it 4 and you gave it 5. And for visuals, how good it looks, I gave it 3 and you gave it 1. Gives me a total of 12 out of a possible 25 stars and gives you, Jeff, a 13.5 out of a possible 25 stars. So this gives it a 25.5 or 25.5 out of 50. Yeah. So it's just over the 50% rate. Let's see where it is on the MRU charts. I can't remember where Ghost is. This could be quite close to the bottom. So here we go. Here's the charts for the rankings. You can see that Jurassic Park and Goodfellas are both on top of 50 stars each. And we go to Power Rangers. And it's not the bottom.
It's not. What is?
Ghost is still the bottom with 23 stars out of a possible 50.
Funny.
And Power Rangers now in 23rd place or second bottom with 25.5 stars. So we'll do the top 5 and do the bottom 5 just so you know where it stands. So top 5, of course, is Jurassic Park and Goodfellas, top equal. In 3rd place, we have Spider-Man 2 from 2004, 49 stars. Jumanji 1995 for 47.5 stars. And Titanic in 5th place from 1997, James Cameron 1 with 47 stars. Let's get in the bottom 5, shall we? So in 20th place is The Phantom.
Ouch!
In 1996 with 34.5 stars. 21st place is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure from 1989 with 33 stars. Total Recall, the Arnie one from 1990 with 30.5 stars. Deep Blue Sea's in 23rd place with 29.5 stars. And in 24th place is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from 1995, the movie, with 25.5 stars. And then we got Ghost in 25th place with 23 stars. So there you go, it's not the bottom. If you like what you hear or have any suggestions or thoughts for us, who knows, it might be about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. Well, you can contact us by going to the Nobody Does It Bennett Facebook page or by hitting us up on the Twitter at NobodyDIBennett. You can also email us at NobodyDoesItBennett@outlook.com or by going to our website, NobodyDoesItBennett.buzzsprout.com. Nobody Does It Bennett is available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and other podcast outlets. Nobody Does It Bennett is also available on YouTube, so don't forget to like and subscribe. Jeff, do you have any final thoughts on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie?
Okay, so I know that I've just spent quite a bit of time busting the balls of this movie, but I still really enjoy it. I love the campiness overall. It doesn't happen so much in this movie, but in the shows, they always have crazy explosions behind them when they get hit and stuff. It's just over the top fun. I feel that, yeah, because they tried to take it a bit more seriously, they kind of went away from the campiness, which I feel affected most people as well. I'm really glad that it's not canon, just because it just didn't fit in with everything else. Changing so much of what the Rangers were, just having them randomly become ninjas for like a quarter of the film. They were ninjas up to the point where they got they'd beaten the Guardians, and then all of a sudden they're Rangers again. And it's like they completely forgot about the ninja part of it. If they had kept that potentially for the rest of the movie, that might have worked. Because then you would be going, okay, so they're not Power Rangers that they were, because they lost that power. They're different now. When you go back and look at it, you see that they're basically exactly the same, different Zords. Whereas if you look at like other shows, they change their appearances and stuff when they've got different looks or different Zords or whatever. Maybe perhaps that it was because they tried to take it a bit more seriously that really affected it overall.
I'll have to disagree with the ending with them not changing to the old Rangers outfits, because I used to love the Rangers outfits. So I would have gone, oh crap.
Oh no, I mean, I would have enjoyed that too, but Like, they could have had the newer outfits until Zordon was back and then gone back to our older outfits. Do you know what I mean? Like, it seemed to me like that would have been the perfect reason. And they do it in the show. When they lose Zordon and they have the Zeo crystals, they've got a different power source. They've got a different outfit. They don't have the same outfit with a different logo. It's a completely different outfit. Or they fight Ooze in the new outfits and then, for the continuity of it, then got the original outfits back.
Yeah, I still would have hated them in the ninja suits. It's a preference, that is. For me, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers might be banned in almost every way, but to me it holds a very special place in my heart. I have seen this numerous times over the years, and one thing's for sure, I will definitely be watching it again sometime. Go, go, Power Rangers.
Yeah, with your statue of the Red Jason.
Red Jason with a sword. I'll keep this on my table here, my podcasting table, and always look at it. Remember, you might not be great, but you sure are fun. Jeff, thank you for joining me for this one.
Yeah, no worries, man. I enjoyed it.
And thank you for listening. Remember, some others may do it better, but nobody does it, Bennett. Take care.
It's the end of the show. And now it's time to go. Don't be sad, just be glad that nobody, nobody, nobody does it, Bennett.